This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
And I am joined by Daniel Chong. He's the creator of the brand new Cartoon Network series, We Bare Bears. It launches today. Daniel, how excited are you about the launch of this series?
I'm really excited, yeah. I'm really excited to start sharing it with the world. You know, it's still pretty fresh here in America, too, but it's amazing how quickly it's kind of going out there and being released out, you know, into the bigger market, which is great.
It's amazing stuff. Like, so here in the UK, it's going to be on Cartoon Network. Can you tell us a little bit about the show? What sort of fun stuff should we expect?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of like different kind of stories we're experimenting with, but I think what they'll find is sort of hopefully relatable characters who, you know, really care for each other, and just a lot of fun stuff that they adventures they get into. I mean, it's about bears trying to fit into human society, and you know, it's really just about fitting in, and I think that's something we all can relate to.
We've got these three awesome bear brothers, Grizz, Panda, and Ice Bear. Now, if you could choose any of the bears to be, which bear would you be?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I mean, if you don't know which one you would be, have you got a favorite? Have you got a favorite one?
No, I mean, you know, all three of them are kind of extensions of me a little bit. You know, that my personality, and I think I can be a little bit of each of them around different people or in different circumstances. So they all kind of relate to me in different ways. I think Panda though might be closest to me, a little bit on the shyer side. But yeah, I think they all sort of are extensions of me in a lot of ways.
So you said these bears kind of join human society. Were any of them like based on your own experiences in real life, or were they just all things like from your imagination?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea of like posting something and just like waiting for it to like get attention is something I think a lot of us can relate to, and I definitely know that feeling of like, you know, trying to just, you know, hope that you reach somebody with just a stupid thing that you've put out there. And I think the bears definitely try it. We have the first episode with them trying to become internet famous, and they make this video, and poor Grizz is just sitting at his computer just clicking the refresh button, trying to see if anybody has given him any input. And I think a lot of us today could probably relate to that, whether we're trying to, you know, see if anyone reached our, you know, read our tweet or, you know, a post that we put on Tumblr or something like that. So, I think that's definitely from real life for sure.
Were there any sort of awkward moments from your life that you've managed to squeeze into the show?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, I think stories come from different places in terms of, like, you know, the situations we put them in. But, you know, we try to make things relatable and modern and sort of relevant to, like, what we experience today. So, you know, there's a big kind of, you know, focus on technology in the show, you know, which kind of relates to, you know, how we communicate with each other, you know, using our phones or using social media and things like that. So that's definitely an aspect of the show that, you know, we try to highlight, you know, as much as we can, just because, you know, it's the bears trying to fit in into our world right now, you know, in the world that we live in.
I think, Daniel, this is the big question right here. Why bears? Why did you go for bears?
The kind of beginnings of this show kind of started as an internet kind of comic that I created. And so where that came from was purely like random. I mean, I was just in the library with my girlfriend's niece, and I was just trying to make her laugh by doodling with her. And, you know, the three bears was just what made her laugh when I kind of drew them together, stacked on top of each other. So it just kind of came from there. But I think, you know, ultimately, you know, even if you look online, you know, the sort of appreciation of bears and kind of how cute and weird they are in a lot of ways is just how anthropomorphic they can be sometimes. They kind of look like us, or they can kind of be in situations or postures that kind of look like us. And I think that's a really kind of funny thing to see. So I think that is sort of one of the things that keeps making, you know, it being about bears like a funny idea and something that I think people will just find charming.
Amazing stuff. So the show, We Bare Bears, it launches today. So right then, Daniel, this is your chance. You've got 30 seconds now. Why should we at Fun Kids? Why should we watch We Bare Bears?
I think people will find like a really fresh show that, you know, will have fun characters that will relate to them and just see all the kind of different kinds of adventures that they can go on. I think it's going to be a great time, and there's going to be all kinds of different stories that we have in store. And it's going to be great for everybody. I think there's going to be something for everyone, young and old. So please watch it.
Daniel, mate, I think you've absolutely nailed that. Cheers so much for chatting to us on Fun Kids, and we'll make sure we check out We Bare Bears.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.